At the Iowa Farm Bureau Economic Summit in Ames today, we're going to talk with one of the speakers here, David Oppedahl, who is a senior business economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago, the 7th District. David, you talked here today about the farm economic landscape, and we've seen things change here in the last few months with grain prices coming down considerably. And so I guess as you look at the Midwest here, how do you see this kind of changing the economy going forward?
With farm prices down for corn and soybeans, it's a little bit tougher this year, tighter for certain operations in particular. But then you think on the other side, the livestock producers, they're appreciating the little bit lower feed costs they've got to deal with. So there's definitely kind of two sides to the story right now. And I think that over the next period, we'll see that, you know, we're going to have a lot of yield this year, and that's going to help, you know, somewhat with the lower prices, but certainly with the insurance this year that will help to buffer the downturn, it's really more next year that the crop farmers are going to feel the full weight of these lower prices unless something else changes.
Balance sheets for farmers are still very positive the way it looks.
Yes, the data show that balance sheets are very positive still in general. Of course, there will be certain operations that may be expanded a little too quickly and are in tighter situation. Going forward, working capital is an issue because a lot of farmers have used that up in purchases of either land or equipment. And so that's going to be a key issue, is how much working capital you can have.
As far as farmland values, farmland prices, we've seen some softening here, but we sure aren't seeing them backing up very much.
No, it would make sense that they'd be somewhat softer given the lower prices, but you have to think that land really is a long-term asset. You're not purchasing it for just 1 year. You're purchasing that stream of future earnings. And looking down the road with global trends the way they are, we're going to need high productive farmland to be able to feed the world. And I think that's something that is a positive. At the same time, you have to be thinking about that with the balance sheets where they're at, we just aren't going to have people that need to sell their farms. And so people can hold on to them. It won't be quite like in the 1980s where so many were forced to sell and then that kind of snowballed. So I think we're in a situation where, you know, there's some softening, but at the same time, good long-term trends.
And we've been hearing for years, interest rates are going to start going up again here at some point. And of course, the Fed has kept them down at lower levels. What are you hearing of what's going to happen here in the coming months?
The Federal Open Market Committee has said that monetary policy will continue to stimulate the economy a little bit longer, but they announced in the minutes of the last meeting that there will be an end to the current purchase of long-term assets in October, and then after that time, the balance of the, you know, when the assets mature, they will be reinvested to keep the overall level of the Federal Reserve's purchases kind of level then. But at the same time, it's anticipated that given the current trends and the underlying strength in the economy growing as it seems to be now, that we will have a reason to raise interest rates starting in 2015 and 2016, but not as, rapid increase possibly as some people anticipate, but at the same time it really depends on how well the economy is doing at that point, what the pace of the increases will be.